Designated Hitler. Never trust a pitcher who refuses to hit his fair share, whether fair or foul, or else you'll end up whispering your wedding vows to the outfield, cleaning up after the septic run-on sentence of your body, fainting spells, blood-caked toenails, rose-gold swellings jetting pus around the five-pointed star of your breast. Different from the rest, he told you the story of how he became designated hitter in college, adopted a fake name you remember perhaps wrongly as Tucker, and somehow mustered the guts to face each pitch stone-cold sober, swearing off the devil's water, leafy greens, and LS dream fodder, not to mention children's Tylenol, Atenolol, pain relievers one and all. That's the kind of teetotaling ragdoll I would have let tattoo my forearm come fall, had the lager not robbed me of my faith in man and God. That's the happy-go-lucky glad-hander who threw the first pitch in the dirt so it wouldn't hurt as much when its stitching ripped apart and left the earth.